agreement with the state that at any time they can take that.
Any time.
And what are you going to do? You know, we put so much faith and conviction, bro, that mic is not on. The red mic. And on these things of the world, and it's taken away. Like right now, that's what's happening with Trump. But
come on.
So much stuff is being taken away that people are like, what are we going to do?
Right.
And panic is set.
Yeah.
Verse 4, so shall I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And so the principal study of wisdom is all through the destruction. That's why I said of myself, to get out my law, to let my heart keep my commandments. Wisdom and the commandments of the law. So when unexpected questions show up, you don't resort back to your old way of thinking. But you have to interpretate that. What was instilled inside you kept your character intact to humble yourself. Because if you had not humbled yourself, you were about to hustle in, whatever, you know, and get that money back. Felt that somebody owed you something. But what wisdom builds character. And what it does is it gives you favor. Because that 1-800 jump waste, it wasn't a pay cut. It was a step up. But not in money, but in character. Because of your character. And see, every crisis you go through, God has put this. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You've got to go through the valley of the shadow of death. It's always
right.
Trying to distract you so you don't feel character. Right? So if you look at the shadows of the things that happen to you, it will mess with your will to do. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants your will to do God's commandments, laws, right? And once he has your will, you're going to do what you did in the past.
Right?
So that's what it does. You found favor. You know, when I did it, you found favor. We all that happened to all of us. We complain and write something happened to us. We feel somebody owes something. But when the Holy Spirit deal with us, we have to humble ourselves and check our character out. And then after a while, we find favor and thank God in the name.
And that's that part of obedience and watching character. Jermaine, can you read chapter verse 13 and 18:23.
What chapter?
Chapter 3.
Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain than fine jewels. She is more precious than rubies. All the things you may desire cannot compare to her. The length of days in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her.
So that goes back to what Pastor Bruce was just talking about that wisdom, you know, and as Elder said, that what you experience, you got a pearl out of that experience. You know, and sometimes we look at material things and don't value the moral compass, that the character building that will never depart from us. You know, see, the material stuff can go, but this stuff that we this character stuff, those lives that you touched during those 40 years you was at that job, people, I can remember you at the school, people remembering you. You gave me my first start, you know? So those things, that impact will never change, you know? And that's where the true value comes in at.
you know, not Pastor Brock, when wisdom comes to you, it's usually in a form that is not as familiar to you. Otherwise, it wouldn't be true wisdom to you, because that means you already know, right? That's the first thing. Second thing is, you are in our entire lives, we get wisdom. God never leaves us in the dark, so we really get the wisdom every day. The disconnect for us happens when we are in the flesh working out things and not in the spirit. Okay, let me bring this home so you understand what I'm saying. Jermaine, you are really intelligent. No doubt about it. Pastor Rob, really intelligent. I'm intelligent. And we intelligent people often will lead to our own understanding in situations because we're going to analyze it, we're going to figure it out, we're going to work it out, we're going to plan it out, we're going to do it. And we don't do anything with God, or use not to, until we're at the point that we can't figure it out. But when you get the wisdom of God, it helps you to remind, it helps to remind us, those who are trying to work it out and figure it out themselves, that I don't have what it takes, but God does. And that can be not only a humbling experience, it can be the most powerful, victorious experience for our entire lives. When we finally reach this point where we were like, I can't, he can't.
I want to say, I appreciate it. And I think it's very important that you said that because I got, even me, myself, I'm still trying to figure it out. But I see, like, we see so many people running around so stressed out about things they can't control. But more than just being stressed out, making decisions based off of them being stressed out, things they can't work out. And it's just like an ongoing process.
You know, and we just shared this past Sunday, we talked about, I shared about walking in faith, moving forward in faith and not fear. You know, and what we know is not all there is to know. And we got to tap into the source and the resources that God has given us. And too often we try to figure out and do it ourselves, and we continue to go through the same circle and handicaps because we can't fix it. You know, and this passage of scripture right here just tells us because we live in a culture that prioritizes wealth, status, and success, you know, over godly wisdom. You know, and so when we lose that material gain, like you said, with that job, you don't realize, you realize now that you lost the material gain, but now you want to learn, I had less, and I learned how to manage with less. And not only that, I gained a humbling experience because now, instead of being served, I had to serve. You know, so many different things that we don't even realize how it has an effect on our lives. But we just got to grab hold of it and allow God to use us so we can have an understanding of the wisdom.
That's what I'm, you know, I hope I don't get ahead of this again, but verse 19 says, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heaven. You know, that has to be ultimate wisdom. Because none of us have founded an earth. Or world. And every one of us, in all our intelligence, has established the heavens. And if we think about that kind of wisdom, I think it develops a thirst and a desire to get God. Get a relationship. I got to go to Sunday because Sunday was such a, oh my God, when Pastor Rob preached on Sunday about faith, and he gave that acronym, it was like God spoke a world of wisdom to me in 2 seconds. Did you do? I can't even begin to explain to y'all how this really feels. It's hard to put into words. But when he gave the acronym, faith, let me make sure I get it right. Forward all issues to heaven. Faith, sound, now that I'm saying it to somebody else, it probably sounds real simple, not impactful, but it's so impactful because it ties up all of the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation about what God is saying he wants us to do. If you pray about everything and not worry about anything, because that's what that scripture tells you, that every acronym is telling you to do, you will grasp the wisdom of God because you're always seeking God.
And you know, it's so important because, see, we're not walking with God anymore. See, we don't have that personal touch that Adam had that was lost. But because of what Christ did, we have a new access. He's given us access, and now we don't have to sacrifice anything anymore. It's already been done. All we got to do is tap into the source.
Let's talk about that right there. Right there. Because I heard that from you too. Did you hear anything when he said that? You said we don't have to sacrifice anymore. You want to elaborate on that just a little bit?
The sacrifice is that, see, back in the days when you did something wrong, you had to sacrifice something that you had. You had to give it up. You had to shed blood. And it had to be pure blood. See, no longer we have to make that sacrifice because Jesus sacrificed. He went to the cross for our sins, for our shortcomings, and opened up the door so we can have communication with God.
So I want to add to that because this is important, to, particularly to new believers and people who understand. What Pastor Rob is saying that, because there's scripture that tells us to sacrifice. Give sacrifice of praise. Give sacrifice of your first, of all your first fruit. So the sacrifice that he's referring to is the sacrifice of flesh, where you use another flesh to atone or make good for what you've done wrong. God no longer wants somebody else's flesh or another piece of flesh to do that. He wants your heart as the sacrifice to him. Meaning that you're willing to give anything and everything up to love him and to be who he's called you to be. That's a sacrifice. But how can we do that? Only because Jesus Christ came. He lived on this earth. He suffered. He died. And then is risen again so that all of those physical sacrifices that never really paid for what we did wrong are now paid for by his own flesh and blood. I hope that people get that.
And that's important because too often we think that we have to do something. The only thing we have to do is just be obedient. We have to be obedient and seek his face and recognize him for what he's done on our behalf.
Okay, so I'm going to be a young person who don't know what all that means. Don't know the word. Tell me, Jermaine. Tell me, yeah, questions, sir. I don't have to do anything but just say that I believe in Jesus Christ. I don't have to do anything else, Pastor.
Be obedient.
And
be obedient to, and it's not about being perfect. It's not about a bunch of don't do this, don't do that. It's about taking on righteousness, taking on truth.
And what does that mean?
Those things you ain't going to want to do, those things that are not right, those things that are not true, those things are unrighteous, you're not going to have a desire to do it anymore. Because you've moved away from that. It's a new beginning.
So, Pastor, are you saying to me that my flesh is never going to rise up and I'm never going to desire? Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
Okay, just thought of that.
That's why I said you don't have to be perfect.
Okay.
I just want you to be better.
Okay.
Because once you know better, you do better.
Okay.
See, you don't have no excuse once you know better. Now it's just about you making a choice. Now it's about you making a choice to choose righteousness or unrighteousness.
Just going to say something.
How I look at it. And I look at the world and say that good things happen to bad people. We're saying that God loves all. And you can love God and receive God's love. But I talk about this all the time, Pastor Rob, and I feel like when you love somebody, you just love somebody. You know, it's just love. You can just a word, you can say it. But when you end love with somebody, you make a sacrifice. You can show it. You do things that you don't want to do. Things that you're uncomfortable with. Things you don't have time to do. Things like that. And I look at that. God won't love you anyway, because if you love a God, but when you end love a God, you make them sacrifice, you receive more than just his love, and everything else that comes with it.
And you want to please it, because when you're in love with something, you want to please it. You want to make it feel good. You want to do what makes them happy, and that's your absolute
way. It goes back to what we talked about in that first chapter of Proverbs, when we talked about reverence.
Yes.
When we talk about reverence, where you did things that in that space that you honored them, that you don't want them to see you in the wrong light. So you want to make sure everything you do, you're doing it because this is what they look for. This is what they expect from you. And see, the more you get to know God, the more you get to be able to reference, you know what He's expecting. You know, and that's why I say He's not looking for you to be perfect, because every growth, every level that you get in your relationship with Him, there's going to be a new challenge. There's going to be a new challenge that you're going to have to think, wow, that's why Jesus went to pray every day. Every day. And He was God. He was God in the flesh. But He still had to go to Him every day, because we're facing something, a pressure, this flesh, that we have to put under subjection, because it grabs hold of us. It makes us feel certain ways when things happen to us. And we got to be able to put it under subjection. Sometimes we can't do it on our own, because what we know is not all there is to know. And if you haven't experienced certain things, you don't know how to respond to it. And that's why we have to be able to turn to Him to get some guidance and direction to help us stay on this path that we need to stay on, because it's very easy for us to get pushed. And that's what the enemy tries to do, because he knows our weakness. He knows those things that can trigger us, because that's his M.O. That's his M.O. And that's what we got to stay connected with God and God's people. And that's why I say this time here, right now, is going to be an opportunity for the children of Christ, that we are going to be a beacon of light in some dark time, because people are going to be wondering. It's going to be so much uncertainty.
Wow.
And because they don't have a relationship with the source, they don't need to have a relationship with you, because they're going to wonder, how are you so peaceful? How are you not being triggered by all this stuff that's going on? Because there's going to be a peace of God that's going to be on us, that's going to be beyond our understanding and way beyond their understanding, because they don't even have a relationship. We do. But it's going to be such a reverence and such a peace that despite all the things that's going on, we're going to be okay.
You know, I think the last couple of days is really a perfect example of which you're talking about, because the whole United States has been in uproar. Everywhere you look, in every piece of media is talking about what's taking place in our government. And I had a conversation with someone yesterday, and they were really scared. They were really, really scared. And I just kept it simple. And I said to them, if you turn to God, the peace that passes all understanding will rest, rule, and abide with you, and you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And they said, how are we going to do that? And all the people are, and this verse said, because like a good father, He's going to take care of His own.
Let's, as you just touched on that, Elder, can you read in Proverbs 3, 24 through 26?
24 begins, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go, and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it
despise it, meaning right now. Despise not evil against, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. He's next door to you. That's what he's saying. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Don't create problems with your neighbor. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Surely he scorners, but he gives grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the portion of fools.
You know, and right now, social media, culture is glorifying pride and arrogance, you know, and quick success by any means. And right now, we got a president because of those things, because he showed arrogance, he showed pride, and he was successful, you know, and this is what the world wants, but they don't realize what with that. You know, there's no humility. There's no love. There's no understanding because it's just about results. So they don't see you and me. All they see is results. It's about bottom line. It's about worldly things. So it's not about relationship. You know, and that's far from what God is saying. That's not what God wants for man. He don't want that for us. And see, This is what the world wanted. This is what we call for here in the United States. And I pray for a sense of humility and humbleness that can come, because God can change anybody. He can change anybody. But if he don't, not that he don't, but the person don't receive it, we know God is well able. You know, and that's the part, that we gotta be mindful of that corrupt path and those negative influences, and not allow that to build negative energy in us when we start responding and reacting in the flesh.
And I think that we're doing a great service right now for ourselves and for the community, and that going through Proverbs lets us know that God has sent a word to prepare us for these times. He didn't take God by surprise. And if it took us by surprise, I don't think the United States people really should be surprised. But if it did, there was words that were written, God sent thousands of years ago to address this very situation so that we could be prepared to deal with the evilness that is in the world. Come on, Pastor. For the forward is abomination to the Lord.
So that scripture tells us that it's abomination to the Lord. For this forward is the wickedness and the evilness that comes from the result of somebody pushing something on someone that's less fortunate without any humility or love or compassion. And so it's abomination for God. It's wickedness before God. So, but God knew that this time would come. Like I was telling you earlier, Pastor Ron, in order for Jesus' prophecy to come to pass, he's saying this, we have to go through these things and much more. And Jesus said, these are the beginning of sorrow. Just imagine, those people were in a country that preached freedom and liberty and justice for all, and get here for whatever reason they got here and find themselves established a home, car, a job, and get snatched from their home and their kids, everything. They're in fear. They're in fear. So, and so, if it could happen to them, who are next?
That's the point right there, Pastor.
Who's next? So, and see, that all of that we're seeing now, all the sorrow. nation. See, other countries are watching what's being activated here and carried out. So we have, and Paul said it best, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are representatives to bring
reconciliation,
not just the power of reconciliation, also understanding of these times. You know, so we can't walk around in fear. Our character must be about building for Christ in order that we can be effective ambassadors.
You know, that's right. Fear. Faith, not fear. You know, and I look at, we have too often we put blinders on to what's happening outside of America. You know, we see this happening in Africa. We just see this happening in Gaza right now. We see this happening all over the world where rights and different things are being taken. All those things are stepping stones. All those things, how far can we go? Who's going to complain? Who's going to say something? You know, I was just reading a little while ago, prior to us getting on here, where the World Health Organization, the United Nations, just passed a bill where all the countries agreed there were no nays in this year oversight, where at first with disagreement about with the World Health Organization, where they have a mandate about AI and intelligence, and as well as the sterilization of medication and stuff like that. Now, how they're going to distribute it, and how no one will be able to deny it. If they declare a certain state of emergency, everybody has to abide by it. And this was the United Nations. They unanimously agreed, and this administration was a part of that. So these are things that the media are not talking about. All we're going to know is it's in place, and now we got to go with it. There's so many things that's happening that we don't know under the table that's not being shown to us. And that's one thing about social media. Information can get out there, and knowledge is power. You know, but having this knowledge, the Word of God, is the most powerful thing that you can have. And I pray that you are receiving what we're talking about here today, because even as she read verse 24 and 26, it's talking about guarding your mental and emotional well-being.
Yes. And you know, Pastor, I'm just going to jump in here for a minute. And I'm looking at our media, social media group right now. This is a time that self-care is extremely important. And it has to start with the Word of God. You will skip self-care if you don't start with the Word of God, because it is wisdom for your soul, food for your soul, encouragement for your spirit and your mind. And it will lay the groundwork and give you truth when all around you, you're hearing everything else but.
You know, and in that scripture that you have read in verse 24, 26, it says, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. You will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Listen, I laid down last night, and there was a sweetness about that sleep, because there was no worry, no nothing, regardless of what was going on. And that's what God wants us to have. In every night, there's so many people who go to bed who don't have that rest, that peace. And it's because they don't have a relationship with God, and this is where you can get it. And I'm telling you, children of God, this is what's going to drive people towards. As Pastor Bruce said, the world tells us that he will not come until every word that's spoken in this book comes to pass. And it will come to pass. But there's a peace that you can have with relationship with him in spite of all the things that's going to happen and will happen. And it comes to having a relationship with God.
And I just want to ask, I'm taking away from Proverbs, but I know we don't have a lot of time. I was watching a movie that I've watched many times, and I read the book, all the whole series of the book. It's called Left Behind. I read them years ago, and I watched the movie probably every year since I read the book. And I just want to encourage us to know this. There was a character in this movie who was a preacher of a church. Pastor of a church. And the day that Left Behind happened, one of the other parishioners walked into the church and he was laying on the pew. Church was empty. Now, Left Behind meant the day of rapture. That's a whole other story. Okay. But the point that I'm going to make is that he had been studying the Word of God for many years. But if you don't adhere to the Word of God, if you don't get the wisdom the Word of God has, you can't receive the blessings that come with the Word, or the protection of the Word of God, or the direction that comes from the Word of God. And he was laying on the pew contemplating why he was still here. When the gentleman who walked into the sanctuary said to him, "Pastor, you still here?" He said something so honest and so profound. He said, "You know, I expected to be here because I played this thing for a lot of years. Because I got all the benefits of being a pastor, but I didn't really believe everything he said." You gotta have faith.
And I know we're about to end because it's getting to that time, but I just want to stress another thing because. Since COVID, anxiety and stress has been a major issue for young adults and older adults. And it's not something new. It's not something new, but it's really been magnified since COVID. And the answer is not just medication, but having communication is important, but most important is having that relationship with God. And I want to say this to the families, to the people out there. The true peace is in God. Because in spite of all the things that you may be going through, the peace that God gives you, no one else can give. So, with that said, I'm going to leave some last words before we go. So, Elder, do you want to share anything?
I would just say I'd like to encourage everybody to know that though it seems abstract on many areas, your peace of mind comes through the Word of God. Don't begin. Open your Word, even if you don't seem to understand, and most people don't when they first open the Word. The minute you start reading it, it will start to do something. And it will bring peace. I encourage you. And all you're getting in understanding, but get the peace.
I think the most wise thing you can read is coachable.
It's very important, you know, and I'm going to end with just saying to you that you don't have to be on stage, you don't have to be a pastor, a leader, whatever you are at, you are a light. Please allow your light to shine. Some people may never have an opportunity or spend time in the Word, but if you spend time with them and you let your light shine, they will see God in you, and they will seek out their relationship with God even more because they want what you have. So please, let your light shine. And with that, we're going to say here at Harvest, we love you. We want to see the best for you. We pray that you come out to be a part of what we're doing here on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock as we do our table talk. And then on Sundays, come in at 10:30. We have an awesome service. Please share with us. Come do your part what God has called and purposed you to do. And be that kingdom citizen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And have a blessed night.
Should be over here on the other morning. But my concern is if they bring it down, it's gonna be right in his office. Oh, jeez. Terrible, bro.
Out there too late.
at that point, it was over when I got there.
That was.